Hello.
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 Hi, how are you doing today, ma'am?
Doing fine.
If you don't mind me asking, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Oh, yeah. For a long time.
Well, that's great. I'm sorry to bother you, ma'am. My name is Anthony, and we are conducting a statewide opinion poll. If you don't mind asking, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm registered as a Democrat, but that doesn't mean I'm going to vote Democrat.
Okay. Now, there is a House Bill 49 currently being considered by the Florida legislature that proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I don't support that.
Okay.
I think kids should be in bed by then.
Now, ma'am, the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Now, I didn't understand that one.
Crime
victims. Could you repeat?
Sure. Yeah. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Now, would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
No. I do not approve.
So you wouldn't support
No, I would not support. No.
Okay. So you would oppose. Would that be somewhat or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
I oppose.
Okay. And somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high?
Yes.
A little high. Much
very
too high, okay. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in an efficient manner or wasteful manner?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder to pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Yes, I agree.
The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Yes.
Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on the weekends, when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Yes.
Veterinary PAs are like physicians' assistants, trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
No.
Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspapers on a regular basis? Should they be required or they should not be required?
Yes, they should be required.
How likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, very unlikely to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website?
Somewhat unlikely.
Okay. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Very, somewhat, not too important, or not important at all?
It's not important to me.
Okay. But do you think it is important to Florida's economy?
I guess so. Yeah, it would be.
So we can say
somewhat,
that somewhat
likely.
Important. Okay. Now, do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town? Should they have the right or should not have the right?
Yeah, they should have the right if they own it.
Okay.
If they own it, they should have the right if they want to.
Now, do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Yes.
Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Should not.
Okay. Do you know how to swim?
Do I what?
Do you know how to swim?
Do I know how to swim?
Yes.
No.
No? Oh, okay. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim?
Oh, yeah,
basis,
they should.
As a baby,
I'm the only one in my family that does not.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or on the wrong track?
They're,
in your opinion.
Yeah. They're not the kind of school I used to go to.
Okay. So
I think they're on the wrong track.
On the wrong track. Okay.
Florida schools especially, they're rated very low.
Now, could you please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement? Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
And let me read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. And after each statement, please tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. The first statement, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. The second statement, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Which one comes closer to your opinion?
Yeah, I think they should just stick to the old traditional way. We did better. They're getting into too much stuff.
Now, in your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
No, I own mine.
Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
No, no.
Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
Well, my son owns a business and he has trouble keeping people working because they just don't want to. They're lazy.
So can we say yes, they are, or no, they're not?
No.
No, okay. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do, or no, they do not?
No. Here's my problem. I think if people would get out there and work their butt off like they used to, they can afford a house.
Okay. Now, do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
No.
They should not, okay.
They should not.
If I'm, If an elected official at the local or state level is strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for him? Or would have no impact? No effect?
I would not. I would not.
No. Okay. So you will be less likely to vote for that person, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. The Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or not to reject
it? I believe that people should work and get off of these programs. The state should not, the government should not pay them. I am personally at a poverty level, but I make myself do with what I live on. I make less than $15,000 a year, and I can live on it and pay a mortgage on my property. So you just have to learn how to manage. So I would not, I don't think people should be on Medicaid. I think Medicare is sufficient. And I am paying $174 a month for Medicare.
Okay. So.
So I don't like these programs that people just want. They don't.
Okay.
They don't need, but they want.
I see your point. So we
think you do.
We can definitely.
I'm 86 years old.
You would reject the amendment, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, you are more than 65, correct?
Oh, I'm 86.
And which is your race or ethnicity?
I'm white.
White or
I'm white Caucasian, whatever you want.
Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
I am definitely an American. I was born here in Orlando.
But you don't consider yourself Cuban American?
No. No, my neighbor's Cuban.
Okay. Now, do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
Do I have one now?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
My grandchildren are 27 and 31.
Wow. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Well, I'm definitely a female.
Awesome. Well, ma'am, I truly thank you for helping me complete this survey. I thank
you
very much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful evening.
You have a good night and a Merry Christmas.
The same to you. Happy holidays. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
dear. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.